Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Coming to you live from a Hyundai somewhere just outside Fleet Services on the
M3.
M3, everybody. Yay. Hooray. Yay. Susie and I are on our way to a gig tonight, which we've both been booked to do. And, what's that? They do gigs? Yes, and we thought we would do a special, I think it's an OB, an outside broadcast.
An Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Like-minded friends.
Okay. Now, here we are, in my car.
We thought we'd theme it around travel. We're going to a place called Poole, so, you know, well-travelled people that we are. And how are you finding the driving so far, Susie?
There's been quite a lot of traffic.
A lot of traffic.
And we've had some dark chocolate because Tom thinks that's good for concentration, and I think it's a lie.
I heard somewhere that it's good for concentration. I got a green and blacks one.
If there's any doctors listening, text in.
Do call in.
And that joke, call in to a podcast, doesn't get old for me.
Never does, does it? You
really
always enjoy that. It always
like
brings out...
Me and my girlfriend do the same joke every month where one of us will say, I'm late for my period. I hope I'm not pregnant.
Aww.
And then we're both, it just doesn't get old.
That doesn't get old, does it? No, I mean, of course, I wouldn't probably make that joke. But anyway.
We're not.
We've just had a very exciting time because we stopped at Fleet Services. And we were just in the Waitrose. And who did we see?
Rob Bloody Beckett.
Rob Beckett, dear like-minded friend. Rob Beckett.
Lovely friend.
He was just there buying himself a wrap in Waitrose.
With his lovely tour manager, Tom. Tom.
Who is also called Tom, and who I think looks quite a lot like me, but I think I might be projecting that. He's bald. That's
the main thing. You do look quite different other than that.
Do we? Oh, I always think we look basically exactly the same.
No.
Oh, maybe I just look deluded. I just must seem so deluded.
No, you're both beautiful in different ways.
How... offensive. So,
like, you're good looking on the inside.
I am always. Now, where are we? Now, sorry, how are you? How do you? Oh, I was going to ask a question, I can't even form it. It's very stressful being in the passenger seat, let me tell you.
Is it? Because I'm driving and you look like you're very relaxed.
We've done a lot of driving. I was a bit worried earlier, Susie, because you did that thing of driving along the outside when there was traffic. And then we were driving along the hard shoulder bit?
Yeah.
And then we only got into the snarled up lane at the last minute. Is that bad?
No, I think it means that I'm a bit of a cheeky driver.
She's cheeky. Well, I was worried that
we
were going
to get rage. Sometimes I haven't got a lot of time for these people that are plodding along. So I just, if I can be creative and get there slightly quicker without breaking the law, I'll do it.
She will do anything as long as it's within the law.
And the rule book.
And the rule book. And the highway code.
So.
How do you find long journeys, though?
Fine. This isn't too long today. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Bangor. Do you remember me moaning about that?
Yes, I think I do. The classic joke being Bangor. No, I married her. Or
yeah.
Bangor. Or did you?
Bangor. No, thanks.
And how long was that?
It was six there, and then...
Six?
Yeah, and then I stayed over, and then I got up in the morning to go back, and it was seven back, because there was an accident.
An accident.
And I started unravelling as a person, you know?
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do? In what way unravelling?
And I was just sat there for ages, and you know that, like, everything has gone wrong when people start getting out of their cars to look up the road. You're like, oh God.
No.
We're all accepting this. And then we just sat there for maybe an hour.
But it is very much like one of my favourite episodes of One Foot in the Grave, when Victor and... Oh, what's her name? What's the wife's name?
No idea.
Mr. and Mrs. Meldew and Mrs. Warboys are going out for the day, and they're just stuck in traffic the whole time. I can't remember what happens, but I remember it being a favourite of mine as a child. I loved One Foot in the Grave as a child.
Yeah, it was. It was good, wasn't it?
It's still good. I've seen episodes since, and it's still excellent.
What was his name?
Victor. Victor. Richard. Oh, that's bad that I've forgotten his name.
Sorry. We can cut that bit out.
No, leave it in. They like it when it's natural.
When it's real.
They like it when it's real. So, how will you pass the time normally when you've got, like, a long drive?
I'll listen to podcasts.
What a great plug! Reinforcing our brand at every stage.
I'll listen to my own podcasts. No, I won't.
So what? So you can pretend you're having a conversation with me?
Yeah, I'll try and remember my lines. Like an old actress that's going slightly mad.
Like some... Like some old person having, like, hallucinations of their former life.
Having flashbacks.
Like Norma Desmond.
Like Norma Desmond.
And you're going to see Sunset Boulevard, aren't you? And you have a spare ticket, don't you? And am I around for it?
No, you're not. Why? I invited you immediately and you...
Immediately was not available. Why did you get the spare ticket? Was it especially for me? Or did you just assume some other old perf would want to come?
Mixture of the two. You know, I've got you. I do have a lot of gays, Tom. Don't think you're the only one.
Yeah.
Am I your only lesbian?
No, I don't think so. No, I've got other lesbian friends, I think. I can't. Yeah, I'm sure I have.
I must.
You simply must. But who is in it now? Who is playing Norma?
Glenn Close.
Not Elaine Page, not EP on Sunday.
Not Elaine Page on Sunday. Oh, I told you about when I told my friend that Elaine Page had come out and I meant Ellen Page. And for our two North American listeners, Elaine Page is sort of like a West End Wendy, like someone that's been in musical theatre.
Again, you can't say West End Wendy to an American.
Okay, then a Broadway Brenda.
Is that a thing?
Well, it is now.
A
copyright.
Broadway Brenda.
Copyright. The little C in the circle.
Oh, she's such a Broadway Brenda.
Oh, you know, she's like, she's a Broadway Brenda. The girl's going to be a huge star.
I think it's a Broadway baby.
Look, Tom, I'm just riffing. I'm driving a car. I'm trying to riff.
You're driving? Let me just explain. You're driving in a very insouciant way. You're almost riding the seat side saddle.
Don't use words that I don't understand.
You're sort of like curled up on the seat in a sort of very...
Well, I'm worried about the mic not picking me up. You're so loud.
Oh,
that grating voice.
Well, I'm projecting, you see, because I know we have the hum of the engine to overcome.
Mm.
And I don't want listeners to be going... Oh, it was very poor sound quality. I didn't like it this week. I don't want them doing all of that.
I don't want them doing more of those OBs.
No more OBs, please, Tom and Susie. So you'll listen to podcasts on a journey.
What, yes.
Will you ever play a travel game?
What, by myself?
Hmm.
No.
Will you listen to
What kind of travel game would I play for one?
Not I Spy, okay. Counting Sheep?
I mean, then I'd fall asleep.
Oh, that's a terrible game, don't you? Or making words out of the number plates?
I never used to make words. I used to make names. Beginning,
for example, like, the one in front, MT63JUE.
Well, I'd just take JUE and I'd be like, that the person that's driving that car is called Joseph... Oh, you.
Ursula.
Okay, then you have to be Jacqueline Ursula Layton.
But it's an E on the end.
Oh, then Aiton.
Oh, okay. That's a good game.
No, well, it's not really. It'd be a game that I'd play as a child. I think it's just my mum to shut me up.
Oh, well.
What will you do on a lot? You do the trains a lot, don't you?
Because
you're not a
driver. Do I do the trains, you see? Because I'm not a driver yet.
Have you updated our like-minded friend listeners about your current woes with learning to drive?
So, recent, long-suffering listeners to the podcast will be aware that I didn't get on very well with my updated driving instructor.
No.
So I spun him a little untruth. He thinks we're on a break, We're not. We've broken up.
You've broken up.
We've broken up, but he thinks we're on a break.
Oh, you're having a Rachel and Ross.
Yep. Yes. I just said work's overloaded me and overcome me. I'm overcome with work, I think I said.
That sounds like a very Norma Desmond thing to say.
I'm overcome.
He's having a stroke of genius. Very niche.
Not her, the car. Oh, Jesus. Isn't that a line from Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, I think so.
So I just said, I'm overcome with work. I'm going to reschedule for later in the year. I'll keep you posted. And then he came back and he was actually quite sweet. He was like, make sure you do come back. I really think we could be good together or something.
Oh my God, it does sound like a breakup.
Yeah, it's called a breakup because it's broken. So he's gone. God, so and I'm true. Thinking of returning to the previous one.
Oh sorry. Yeah, what's her name?
Carol.
Old Kaz.
Oh, Carol. So maybe Old Carol will make a return. I'm not sure. But I know, I'm looking forward to getting back on the bandwagon, which is the name of my car, and getting back into the driving seat. But for now, yeah, trains maybe, mainly. What I like to on a train journey is I like to play dramatic music.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
I put a book in front of me.
That you won't read?
Never read. And I'll just gaze out of the window.
Like you're in a music video?
Like I'm in a music video. A slightly forlorn music video where I'm having a very dramatic life.
Sort of a silent sequence in a film that just has music.
Like a montage of how I have to get away.
Yes, great.
I'm having through some sort of sad, pensive time.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll buy that.
A very classic story device. Of course, very, very reminiscent of Jesus in the wilderness.
Jesus in the wilderness?
Yes, 40 days, 40 nights. Classic storytelling trope. The hero always has a time when he's out in the wilderness, out in the dark, goes for a walk, or she goes for a walk, be alone with their thoughts.
I don't know how you brought this back to Jesus.
Well.
Do you feel confused by it as well?
Do you stand
by that?
What?
Bringing Jesus into this.
I mean, we've never visited Jesus before in this.
No, we've not.
Well, I'll tell you why I talk about it, because I read a book. And no, it wasn't that book.
Bible?
It wasn't the Bible. It was the book, I think it's called Into the Woods, and it's not the Stephen Sondheim musical.
Into the Woods,
another classic, but that plays on classic storytelling tropes. But I feel like in Into the Woods, there's a bit where which explains a lot about storytelling. There's usually a bit where the hero disappears and has a time in the wilderness.
Right, and that's what you're doing on your train journeys.
And that's what I'm doing on my train journeys.
I'm wondering how the mic is picking up our stuff, because you haven't realised this, but you really gesticulate with that hand that you're holding the mic with.
Well, I think the listener will feel a sense that
of you,
of me, and
your flourishes.
My vocal and hand flourishes. My hand flourishes.
Your flourishes.
My flourishes, if you will.
If you will. Now, Thomas, also
yes.
Tell me.
Yes.
You're about to go on a very long flight to Australia.
Yes.
To support
Sarah Milliken.
Yes. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Now, what will you do to pass the time? So what would it be, like a 9-hour flight, then a couple of hours, and then 10 hours?
I think it's
like
actually
that?
I think it's 13 and then 10 or maybe 8.
Oh god, that's horrible. So
but I don't mind it. I love that. I love a long journey because especially on a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't like to do it on a coach.
Oh no.
And I am the son of a coach driver, so you know.
Are.
But on a plane, I love it. You get on board, they feed you,
yep.
You have drinks,
yep.
and you just sit and watch a film. And no, you can't beat yourself up for going, oh, I must just check my phone. Oh, I wonder what's happening on my emails. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, that's
you
very
just sit
true.
There and you just watch
very
those
true.
Films and you watch some TV and you have some thoughts and you nod off. Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's very good.
Yeah. I don't sleep very well, really, but you know, you just sort of watch films until you're exhausted, then you nod off.
Yeah, that's
great. I don't mind that.
Do you like plain food?
Yep, I love plain food. I don't like any sauce. I like it. I don't know why people moan about it. Chicken and peas, and those cubed potatoes that have gone soft. Yes, please.
You're I'll so that. Easy to please.
Yeah, chicken chasseur, please. Would you like the chicken or the beef? It's stir-fried beef or chicken in a white wine sauce. Chicken in a white wine sauce, please.
Look, Tom, it sounds like you've got it all wet. Will you have a drink? There's a question.
Yes, I will. I love a drink.
Will you get shit-faced?
No, I don't like to get shit-faced on a flight because I find...
Then you've got a hangover on a flight.
You've got a hangover on a flight, especially a flight of such length. So you need to keep it under control. Oh, we're coming to a standstill, which is terrible for our journey, but great for the podcast. I don't like to be too drunk, because I wouldn't like to be out of control, leading a sing-along.
Leading a sing-along? Exposing yourself to
no one needs that for 13 hours. No, thank you. Just a few episodes of Friends, maybe some Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
I get very emotional on a journey, though.
Do you?
Very emotional on a plane. If I'm watching a film and there's a sad bit, I am weeping uncontrollably into my seat wing. You know, they have wings on the side of seats that prop your head up.
Oh, yeah, into those.
Uncontrollably.
Did I tell you about when Tony, listeners will know that's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
New people, that's my girlfriend. And Tony and I were going to New Zealand, which is indeed her homeland.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask you about that.
And we tried to do it on the cheap. So we tried to get, so we'd gone to Bangkok. And then...
Did you indeed?
I went to Bangor, then went to Bangkok. You know what I mean?
Funny place names that sound like sex.
Ha 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 ha. Cock Fosters.
People from out of town find the name... People from abroad find the name Cock Fosters as a tube station hilarious.
Well, it is kind of.
And, like, there used to be... Is there still a clothes shop called Peacocks?
Yes.
In our family, we wouldn't call it that. We'd call it Peacos. Too rude.
What? Your mum would call it Peacos?
Yeah, too rude to say Peacocks.
That's so funny. What about a peacock?
I don't know. We didn't really see that many of those in Bromley. Anyway, you're on the cheap, on the way.
So because we'd done it on the cheap, we'd done one of those code-sharing flight things. Basically, it meant that the first leg was with Cathay Pacific, which was fine but not great. Then we stayed in Bangkok for 6 hours.
Oh, a lovely amount of time just to get to know the airport.
Yes. In an airport that had very little, so we went and had a shower.
Oh, I like doing that.
Yeah, if went and paid to have a shower. Yeah.
Do that. I recommend that, listener.
And then...
You can't do that at Fleet Services.
You absolutely can't, with Rebecca.
No way.
And then... God, that looks like a child driving that car, didn't it? Did you notice that?
Oh, in the Audi that just drove past us. It's got gold, rose gold alloy wheels.
Look, he looks about 17.
He looks like a child.
He looks about 13, actually.
Check it out.
No, don't. Anyway, we had been... So we'd done 11 hours.
Past us again.
This is going to keep happening.
We're in a traffic jam, listeners.
So we 11 hours to Bangkok, or something like that. Then we had to wait in Bangkok for 6 hours, like slowly losing our minds. We hadn't slept, we're tired, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then we then got on a New Zealand
Air New Zealand
flight.
Supposed to be the best.
Oh, my God, the best. The best flight. If you're going to New Zealand and you've got loads of poke, please pay for me to go with you. And also, go in New Zealand.
Also, who says poke?
Oh, my family. Load of money, load of poke.
What does that come from?
I don't know. They've got a load of poke.
A load of poke.
Do you not know that?
No.
Oh, guys, tweet in if you know that. If you've heard a load of poke, if not, start using it.
I don't think we're going to get any tweets about that.
Oh well.
Anyway.
So anyway, we got on the Air New Zealand flight, and now the safety video.
Oh yes.
Is Peter Jackson.
And it's supposed to be very funny.
Of Lord of the Rings fame. So it's all themed around Lord of the Rings, and then
Which I've never seen.
But, you know, it's
a children's book. Why would I want to see it as a film?
I don't know, Tom. Don't watch it.
No, but I don't understand why everybody goes on about it.
Yeah, but I feel like that. People feel like that about Harry Potter.
I can't
love
stand Harry Potter. Harry Potter. It's a children's book.
Yeah, but, like, so's...
What? I don't know. What?
I'm trying to think of something that you like, but you're such a cantankerous old puff.
Yeah.
It's hard to find anything.
Adult books. Adult. It's like adults who play computer games. Grow up.
Adult books. Is that like rude, like pornography?
Yes, that's all I like to read. Adult books.
I'm reading A Single Man at the moment.
What are you reading?
A Single Man.
Oh.
Christopher Isherwood.
Chris Ish.
Very good. And not pornography, but just so the listeners know what I'm reading.
No.
So, we get on the flight. It's Peter Jackson. He's directed it all. It's all Lord of the Rings themed, which is fine. You don't have to watch the movie.
Get the gist of it.
Anyway, right at the end, Peter Jackson comes on and is like, New Zealand, now it's your turn. Or something like that. Or like, New Zealand, enjoy your stay. Or something like that. Tony and I were so tired, we both burst into tears.
Oh.
Completely burst into tears.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe he just said that.
Well, Tony was going home. She was going home for the first time in a good few years. It was the first time I was meeting her parents. Oh. It was all very stressful, but exciting.
Yeah.
And then the cabin crew guy came over to us and went, "Oh, darling, you're going home? Let me get you a Malbec." And I was like, "Do you know what? I love this flight."
Oh, a New Zealand Malbec. So nice. Oh, now I need to speak to my friend Claire, because I remember having... Not that I know a lot about wine, but I know a lot about wining. I mean, you'd think I would, but I remember having a Malbec and I really liked it. Good story, right?
Great story.
Great anecdote.
You should keep that one.
That's one for the biography.
One for the biog.
And what sort of food did they serve on the Air New Zealand flat?
Oh, well, we wanted to have... That's more South African than Kiwi.
Kawa. How would you speak in a Kawa accent?
You have to say like, "Oh, he's got a massive dick." And dick means deck rather than dick.
Oh, that's going to be very confusing. I don't want to get a tour of somebody's patio.
Well, yeah. Well, Tony's dad said to me when we went over there, we Skyped him and he said, "Oh, I've had the dick done for when you come out."
Oh.
And I thought, well, you're my partner's father. I feel
this
very
is
uncomfortable.
Highly inappropriate.
And then Tony was like, "Deck. Deck, stop laughing, it's the deck."
That would have made me laugh. Oh, he's got a turbo engine, the Aldo child.
The
Aldi child.
Aldo.
Aldo child. I wonder who he is. Okay, I've got to be ready for that. And what was the food like on Air New Zealand?
Completely fine. We were veggie.
You flew vegetarian.
We flew vegetarian.
A bold choice.
So it was quite good. Sort of maybe a risotto and then some gnocchi, I think we had.
Gnocchi?
Yeah.
Well, gnocchi. That's not bad, is
not
it?
Not bad at all. I'll
potato
take that.
Dumplings. Woo.
Ooh, they broke fast, didn't they?
They did. There's an Audi and we're surrounded by Audi.
Surrounded
by Audis. And the Audi in front. Oh my god, we read out their number plate earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't know. But the Audi in front they broke a bit quick there.
I'm sure you are allowed to, because it is sort of visible to the world.
Yeah, you're
right.
It's
not
right,
like it's a secret.
Right. The thing about being a passenger is that now I've learned to drive, I am much more aware of like braking and things.
I know, you said to me a moment ago, you were like, "Oh, so he's watching."
Did I?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I was pulling out or something and you said something and I thought, "Oh, here she is."
Oh, have I turned into that person?
Oh, yes, she is. Now that she's learned to drive, she knows better than me. Has merely a decade of experience of driving.
A decade, as they say in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly, a decade.
A decade?
Whereas over here, a decade is Viagra.
Yeah. Oh, that's very funny, Susie.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks so much.
A great decade. He's turning off the Audi. Oh, where's he going? Probably back to school. It's been a decade of you driving. It's been 10 minutes to me. Now they're braking again very quickly, the people in front. There's a sign that says caution, 40 miles an hour. Some people. So, Susie, what's your top three journeys you've ever made?
For fun or for... Oh, so the ones I've enjoyed the most, right?
Yeah. The top three journeys...
That you've hated.
That you hated.
So, the second leg of the New Zealand trip was very good.
That does sound
like
a nice one.
So, that can come in at number three.
Only number three.
Number two...
Yeah.
Went to New York with the girls. That was good fun.
Oh, I bet that was a nice trip, yeah.
That was fun. Because we were just all very excited. We'd never been to New York before, so it was all very exciting.
Great.
With all of my friends for one of the girls' 30th. So, that was fun. And then, I'd say the best one... Oh, I'll probably be mushy and say the first time Tony and I went on holiday together. When we went to Berlin, that was a fun trip.
Oh, that was a fun trip, wasn't it? That was a fun trip. But the journey, I suppose I was thinking of like the actual journey.
We got drunk on the plane. I remember us having those small bottles of wine.
Oh, yes. I'm sometimes partial to a celebratory Prosecco on an EasyJet flight. I don't mind telling you. And they make you think that it's got a proper cork on it, but it's just a shape thing. You have to take it off.
Yep.
And unscrew.
I've seen that.
An EasyJet Prosecco. How much was that? That was probably about 12 quid each.
Probably.
Well worth.
And Thomas, your top three?
Well, I remember when I was 18, I went to America.
Ooh.
And I got a Greyhound bus from my aunt's house in Philadelphia.
Oh, Philly.
To New York, which I'd been dreaming of visiting since I was a small child. And so we went on the Greyhound. And I remember arriving in New York and I thought it was going to be so spectacular. And it wasn't, because it was a really foggy day. And you arrive in a tunnel, so you don't really know you're there. Which of the Hudson Tunnel is it? New Jersey Tunnel, I can't remember what it's called. And you arrive, and of course you're like, "Oh, is this it? Oh." And then The other one was probably, ooh, it's a toughie. Maybe when I think of like a train journey, maybe. Oh, maybe when I first got a train as a like an adult on a long distance. Like, I think I first went to Manchester on my own as a long distance train journey.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was exciting.
Very
and then
exciting.
My top one would probably be going to Australia. For the first time, my mum saved up and took me and my brother to Australia as a teen. I was about 13 years old. I think it's something about the excitement. Oh, Susie's checking her Twitter.
I wasn't. I just got loads of buzzes at the same time. I was just making sure it wasn't an issue.
Some people have to turn their phone onto airplane mode because they're doing the podcast on their phone. Susie.
Sorry, Tom.
And my favourite one was going to Australia. And I made a selection of mixtapes of...
Oh, what would have been on that?
Tina Turner. And Phil Collins. Big teenage hits for me.
It's quite funny.
Yes. Susie's got a lovely scarf on today that she's just wearing over one shoulder, like whipped over the shoulder on one side, can I say, listener? Which, may I say...
It's quite becoming.
Quite becoming. Also, a perfect missed on this occasion, opportunity to wear a brooch. Did you think about that?
No, I would never wear a brooch because I'm not an old lady.
Well, you need to think about that.
Think about becoming an old lady?
Yes.
Okay.
So now here we are. Where are we now, Susie?
We're 13 miles outside of Southampton.
I've only 13 more miles to Southampton. When we got to Fleet Services, I thought, we must be nearly there. Fleet, that's all we're at. That's just outside London.
Yeah, it's taking forever because it's bank holiday traffic.
Because it's bank holiday. We're travelling on the bank holiday, you see. Anyway, so listen... Listeners, if you've taken one thing from this podcast, please put it back because it's not yours. And, oh, there's a taxi on the motorway. It's a taxi on the motorway.
Rich people?
You must have a lot of money. And that's not a fancy taxi, though. But no. I bet they charge right through the nose for that. Loads of poke for that.
Loads of poke.
And there's always a lot of litter by the side of the motorway. Where does that come from? People throwing things out the window. It's disgusting. Anyway, listen... Thanks for all this.
Thank you for listening. And join us again for Like-Minded Friends.
Join us again. We hope you didn't mind the sound quality. Don't be one of those people who just get... Mardy.
Mardy.
Don't get all mardy about the sound quality.
If you want us to have better sound quality, send us some poke.
Send us some poke, maybe, eh? Anyway, thank you for being our like-minded friend. Travel well.
Travel safe.
Go safe, go well.
Go west.
Go west. And
we'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next time on Like-Minded Friends. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.